That is, of course, Bob Dylan, One More Cup of Coffee. The writing, the music. Bob Dylan, originally from Hibbing. I'm Heidi Holton. It is the Monday morning show. We are glad this morning to find out about an event that happened on Saturday in Hibbing. Joining the conversation now is William Tekiu. He's a poet, feature writer. You hear his poetry once in a while on KAXE, KBXE. He contributes to the Duluth Reader, and he was there for that public art tribute. Good morning, William. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
Well, first of all, before we talk about what you saw and what it was like on Saturday, you're a writer. What does Bob Dylan's writing mean to you?
Oh, we could go on for a long time about that. But I guess a couple of things. One, it means that someone can write at a very creative level, almost abstract many times, and yet write in a universal way, can write autobiographically, but not in a way that folks outside of that person and outside his heart might have difficulty in understanding him or being touched by his work. So for me, it's a great inspiration. It shows the possibilities of creative writing and especially of songwriting.
So let's talk about what happened on Saturday in Hibbing. Tell us a little bit about the events and what kind of things, how Hibbing is doing more to acknowledge the legacy of Bob Dylan.
Well, like any great happening, there's always a root, there's always a seed time before things come to fruition, like they did at the dedication of the Hibbing Dylan Project. It's really that took place in front of the high school, on the west side of the high school, Saturday morning. And it's really something that 10 people in Hibbing, 5 years ago, right after Dylan was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature, they got together and they decided, we need to pay tribute to the man's excellence, to his preeminence in songwriting and creative writing poetry. And what they decided, working with the Zimmerman family, was to invite artists to share what was going on with the Nobel Prize and also the legacy of Dylan's songwriting. So on Saturday morning, they unveiled this architectural tribute. And if you haven't been there, I would encourage you for sure to go and experience it firsthand. And I understand, Heidi, you're going to have some photos and maybe some video that I sent that you'll be posting on the station's website.
Yep, I will.
Great. So there were about 300 people on hand. Imagine a wall about 6 feet high, curved, maybe 20 feet long. And on the street side of the wall, you see a bust of Alfred Nobel. And below that, you see what the Nobel Prize said as to why they honored Dylan with the 2016 Nobel Prize for Literature. And on the other side of the wall, this is the side that students leaving the high school or visitors walking around this wall, they would see 5 stainless steel panels etched by a laser that contain excerpts of 50 of Dylan's songs. And they are presented, I would say, visually in a very organic fashion, the way one might look at roots going this way and that across the top of the ground, if you pull up that or you see a tree downed. And so you'll see that. And then in front of the stainless steel panels facing away from them is a bronze chair. And it's part of the exhibition, or part of the tribute. And the purpose of the chair is for folks to sit. They can come sit, think, read, play an instrument, write, reflect. So that's what was being celebrated and unveiled. And when this took place on Saturday morning, the Hibbing High School band, they played music, and the choir sang a song, Wagon Wheel. One of the seniors at the high school, Toby, let me get this right, Inforzato, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing his last name, but Toby sang Mr. Tambourine Man, complete with playing harmonica as he strummed his guitar. Katie Friedeen, who is the president of the Hibbing Dillon Project, gave a little history to the project. What they went through, they had to incorporate as a nonprofit to get donations, to get funding from just a variety of sources. The project manager, Scott Allison, he also thanked folks for contributing and explained what was involved. To move anything like this forward, it's like building maybe the St. Louis Arch or how did it happen that the Vietnam War Memorial was created? Well, there's so many preliminary steps and phases that people have to go through before the finished thing is there. And at any rate, people gave thanks. And finally, Ms. Friedeen and Mr. Allison formally presented the project, the architectural tribute, to the superintendent of Hibbing Schools, Richard Aldrich. And it concluded with two singers, Mike Mesbar, Bob Karate, singing You Ain't Going Nowhere. So that's a little overview of what I experienced on Saturday morning at the Hibbing High School.
You know, I have a question that I'm putting you on the spot again, William, that you may not even be able to answer. But I know, you know, when stuff like this comes up, people think, well, did they talk to Bob Dylan? What does Bob Dylan think about this? And to me, this is bigger than actually the man himself. It's about the place you from and the inspiration.
Well, to answer your question, did the folks on the committee that formed, that made this happen, did they talk directly with Bob Dylan? I don't believe so. At least that's not what I've heard. However, they were in communication with his family, the Zimmerman family in Hibbing, and they wanted their input. And so one of the initial things that Bob's family in the area said, please don't make a statue for the man, something else, something that would be inspiring, motivating Hibbing High School students in years to come, but not a statue. So they had that communication, and there are folks in the region who are still in touch with Bob Dylan on the phone and emails, whatever. And they have, I spoke with some of these individuals, and Dylan has been made aware of what goes on there and what happened on Saturday. So that much we know.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it seems like it's a perfect tribute because it's about his words and the Nobel Prize that he won, because that's a huge deal. That could inspire that next kid starting school there.
Oh, I think so. And I think I've met several student musicians who, like Toby, who sang Mr. Tambourine Man, and a few others, who are already, you know, moved and inspired to write their songs and play their music. So, I mean, that's a beautiful thing. And to put it in perspective, I mean, I taught high school English, so I'm maybe a little closer to the concept of the Nobel Prize for Literature than folks who are not into that type of thing, into formal poetry or prose, what have you. However, what's the Nobel Prize for Literature? Well, let's say you won the Super Bowl. Let's say you won the Masters. Let's say you won some amazing piano competition, or were awarded first place in an international art show. That's the level of preeminence we're talking about here. It's in the arts, not sports, but, you know, that's how I would compare what he accomplished through his body of work over the years.
Yeah, and I would recommend, I'm sure you would too, that folks, you know, you think about taking a road trip to Hibbing, go to the high school, see this new out. What am I trying to say? It's not a monument to Bob Dylan. It's a monument. It's not a
I call it an architectural tribute.
There we go. And also, there's a rock on the Mesabi Trail now. That happened before this.
Yeah. Thing? I didn't get to see that, but I've heard about that.
Okay.
So there are some things happening there. And my own interest at this point is in moving Dylan's writing that stands for time in memoriam now outside the high school walls. I'd like to see it moved inside, into the classrooms, into the English curricula of not just Hibbing High School, but high schools across the country. I mean, I taught a number of Dylan's songs, the lyrics, when I taught high school English, and it was not difficult to align his writing to the objectives of my school district. And that's all the English teachers really have to do, to tell you the truth. But I mean, if they're studying Hemingway and Steinbeck in high schools, not just on the Iron Range, but across the country, and if they're studying those Nobel Prize winners, why not study the work of Bob Dylan?
William Tekiu, a writer, a retired teacher, telling us about Saturday's public art tribute to Bob Dylan in Hibbing. You can see photos and a video later today at our website, kaxe.org. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Heidi, and may you and your listeners stay forever young.
Thanks.